And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 27th of July, 2011. 1789, on this date, the U.S. Department of Foreign Affairs was created. Congress had approved it a week before. President George Washington signed it into law on this date. It was the first federal agency created under the new Constitution. Congress was carrying out its business in New York City Hall, and so the first Department of Foreign Affairs office was located at Francis Tavern on Pearl Street in Lower Manhattan. The Treasury, War Departments were housed there as well. Just 2 months later, the department was renamed the State Department, and Thomas Jefferson became the first Secretary of State. It's the birthday of the novelist and playwright Alexandre Dumas, 1824, in Paris, the illegitimate son and namesake of Alexandre Dumas, père, the famous writer of The Count of Monte Cristo and swashbuckling historical novels, The Three Musketeers, and so forth. Alexandre Dumas the Younger had a big success with his second novel called Camille, 1848, the story of a repentant prostitute and her doomed love affair. He turned it into a play, and it was a big hit, and it inspired Verdi's opera La Traviata, 1853. And it was based on the story of Alexandre Dumas the Younger's own love affair with a courtesan named Marie Duplessis. And the Atlantic Cable was completed on this day, 1866, making communication possible between Europe and North America. It ran from Valentia Harbor, Ireland, to the little fishing village of Heart's Content, Newfoundland, about 1,700 nautical miles. It was the third attempt to lay transatlantic cable. This one was laid with no trouble at all, about 120 miles a day. But it still took about 24 hours to get a message from London to New York because of a gap between Newfoundland and the mainland. And it was expensive, about a dollar a letter. Here's a poem for today by Carl Dennis entitled Drugstore. Don't be ashamed that your parents didn't happen to meet at an art exhibit or at a protest against a foreign policy based on a fear of negotiation, but in an aisle of a discount drugstore near the antihistamine section, seeking relief from the common cold. You ought to be proud that even there, amid coughs and sneezes, they were able to peer beneath the veil of pointless happenstance. Here is someone, each thought, able to laugh at the indignities that flesh is heir to. Here is a person one might care about. Not love at first sight, but the will to be ready to endorse the feeling should it arise. Had they waited for settings more promising, you wouldn't be here, wishing things were different. Why not delight at how young they were when they made the most of their chances? How young still a little later when they bought a double plot at the cemetery? Look at you, twice as old now as they were when they made arrangements. And still you're thinking of moving on, of finding a town with a climate friendlier to your many talents. Don't be ashamed of the homely thought that whatever you might do elsewhere in the time remaining, you might do here if you can resolve at last to pay attention. Drugstore, poem by Carl Dennis, from his collection Callings, published by Penguin Poets and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.